And so we want to please the king, because since he happens to be in control, if we please him, he says he'll make our enemy be at peace with us. And I love it when my enemy's at peace with me. Don't you? Absolutely. I mean, I love it. I do not want the enemy to be after me. I mean, if God says, okay, devil, you can take 45 of your best demons and send them after Jeff today. Ooh. I'm going to start repenting real quick, right, Jeff? Oh, yeah. Because we don't want them beasts coming after us. Because they're going to hurt us, whip us, make us sick, and cause our car to break and everything else to go wrong. Break us. They're going to really mess us up. And they're going to be doing it because God sent them to do it. Because of our disobedience. But now if we're walking in obedience and pleasing the king, no. Devils, you can't touch him. He's my son. He's obedient. In fact, I think I'll just command a few blessings on Jeff today. Everything he's going to touch is going to be blessed today. I'd like to live there, wouldn't you, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. All you got to do is obey and claim those promises, and he'll do it, right? I mean, when you take that promise right there and you get to pray for that little Spanish woman and see God completely take away her pain in a heartbeat and then completely take away all those burns and everything and make that arm perfectly well by the next morning from 5 o'clock that afternoon until 7 o'clock the next morning when she woke up a completely healed arm, you know Jesus showed up, don't you? There ain't no doubt in nobody's mind. But she didn't understand it herself. When they asked her the next day at work, why do you think your arm healed so fast? She said, I don't know. Maybe it was because it was so cool last night. That's what she said. She didn't know Jesus, did she? Who was it that got her healed? My faith and the Word of God. Now then, if that woman had no faith and yet maybe didn't even know Jesus, but with my faith and I spoke His Word, He honored it. And He showed up. So now then, when we start doing those kind of things on a regular basis, how many of us are going to walk in divine health? All of us. We ain't going to be sick and afflicted. When we're obeying the king, he promised. How much sickness did the king promise to take away from you if you obeyed him?
All.
Don't you love that? All. So anytime sickness and disease start to come by your house, you need to find out what you're not pleasing him. You know? Just like when girls try to get their husband to do something, my husband won't never do nothing for me. That's real simple. I say, honey, you need to find out what you're doing that's not pleasing your husband. Because if you're pleasing him, he won't be like that. He'll be a loving, kind guy. But watch what you say. Be careful. Say good things to him. You know, don't make any cutting remarks because you might make him mad. You know, guys can get like that. They can. But if you please him, he'll do anything for you. Anything. And, of course, God's no different. God is a man. So you girls need to learn how men work. Because he's a man. And he thinks like a man. He is a man. And when you please him, he'll do anything for you. He made us this awesome promise. That those things which you shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So what if you're saying, I'm sick? What if you're saying, I have cancer? That's what you're going to have. Under the new covenant, now I want to take you back to Matthew 8:13, and I want to show you something that happened here in Matthew 8:13. And Jesus said unto the centurion. Now, the scripture's right in front of this. The centurion came to Jesus and said, I have a servant at home lying sick with a palsy. Will you come and heal him? Jesus said, I'll go. And then the centurion said, well, really, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. I'm a man under authority. I tell these men to do this and those men to do that, and they do it. I know you're a man of spiritual authority. You just speak the word, and I know my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, wow, in all Israel have I not seen such great faith. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. And what? As you have believed. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. So if you believe that Jesus will heal you, he will. If you believe he will not, he will not. And when you ask, you've got to ask in faith, right? You've learned that scripture well too, haven't you? Nothing. Well, let's go back to that scripture in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. And let's see what happens when we ask. Let's go to James 1, 6 and 7. And let's see here. But let him ask in faith. In other words, when you're asking for something, you must ask in faith. How much wavering? How are you going to get to the point where you can ask God for something with nothing wavering? What does it take to get to that point? Hey, get in the Word, son. That's exactly right. I mean, everybody'd like to get it the easy way, wouldn't they? Let Thurman do all the work. Let him do all the reading and studying, and let's just go down there to a healing school, let him pray over us, and we get healed, and then we go back and do what we want to do, and we keep on with our life. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. I mean, when I've had people come here and say, I'm sick, I'm afflicted, I need help. I say, okay, get your sins repented of and get in the Word, spend some time with God. He's a healer. I'll pray for you and he'll heal you. But Thurman, I don't have time. I got to work. Won't you just pray over me? I said, it ain't going to do no good. You know, I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. And he wants an intimate walk with you. Isn't that what he wants? Sure. That's what he wants. So some of them will get in a little bit and they'll come. And we've had people that come. And I pray over them, pray over them, pray over them. I had some people come, and I prayed over them. I say, did you get your sins repented of? I'm tired of hearing you say, did I get my sins repented of? Well, okay, go over there and let Eldon or Cheryl or Ty or somebody else pray for you. And they go over there and say, will you pray for me? I say, you got your sins repented of? Is that all you guys think about here is get your sins repented of? Well, if you don't repent of your sins, Jesus says, repent and be healed. Is that what he said? Amen. Repent and be healed. But people just don't understand that that's God's way. Repent and be healed. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. If you get your sins repented of, let him ask in total faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Somebody says, you can't guarantee God's word. If I can't guarantee it, I might as well not pray, right? Because if I pray and don't guarantee it, that means I doubt it, doesn't it? But, you know, the first time I remember using that word, I guarantee, was about 13 or 14 years ago, whenever I prayed for Philip back there when he was a little 11-year-old boy. That's the first time it really stuck. But when I went over to their house and taught them the word all afternoon, and then I prayed the prayer for Philip, was a little 11-year-old boy, had warts and scars all over his body, and I prayed for him. And when I got through, I got up and I praised the Lord and thanked him for healing him. And we got up and Philip's mother said, when are these things going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when. I don't have any idea. But I said, I'm going to guarantee you on the word of the living God that if you stay in faith with me with no doubt, that in a few days, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body. That's the first time I ever remember using the word, I guarantee God's word will work. Well, the next morning, when Mama goes in to check Philip, the warts on the ends of his fingers are gone overnight. I mean, when you see a Baptist mother see God's word working, she's on fire. And 3 weeks later, Philip didn't have a wart. And 4 weeks later, he didn't have a scar. Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. He took off the warts and the scars. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, of course, now Philip's this big, tall, handsome 24-year-old man back there, you know, running the camera. Wave at him, Philip. Isn't God good? You know what? I could tell these stories. Somebody say, I don't believe that story. Go back and talk to him. He's right back there. I can say, you know, I had all these incurable, or, you know, talk about this woman that got healed of breast cancer and then couldn't raise her arm. I don't believe that. I said, well, come over here and talk to Miss Ida. Here she is right here. Oh, goodness. It's nice to have all these people here, right? And so many people that are here that you can talk to and say, what? Did this really happen? Did he pray for you and it really happened? Yeah, it really did. You know, because you can't go to a whole lot of churches and see this. You know it? You really can't. But we got them here. Praise the King. Almost everybody in this ministry has been healed from something, including me. You know, I've had a lot of experiences with God on my legs, my arm, my spider bite, and all that good stuff. But God healed all of it. But this one says right here, if you waver, you will not receive anything from God. Now, I'm going to pray over you. Oh, God, please, if it be your will you please heal Frank?
Thank you for wasting your time.
Hey! You know, Frank is saying, that preacher, go away, I need another one. Next, give me another one, give me one of faith. Now, the prayer of faith. Now, let's go to this magnificent promise in James chapter 5, verse 14, 15, and 16. And let me show you, as we're in the book of James here, let me show you what the Lord told us in James 5, 14, 15, and 16. He says, is any sick among you? Of course, now, he didn't put mine and your name in there either, did he?
No.
If Jeff's sick or if Thurman's sick, have him call the elders. He didn't say that, did he? He said, is anyone sick? So that covers the whole spectrum, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Aren't we grateful?
Yes.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. That doesn't sound very hard so far, does it? And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. That pretty well covers it all, doesn't it? So why in the world will we use a scripture like that and pray over somebody and say, oh, God, if it be your will, when we anoint him with oil, will you please heal him? That's right. That's exactly right, young lady. A double-minded man. And you know why that scripture never works for the guys that do that? Because they didn't ask in faith. I saw a lot of people anointed with oil that it never worked. In fact, after I got this lady, Judy, healed in Corpus, her good friend was a Catholic, and he had a big church down in the Bryan College Station, and he asked me to come speak in his church. I went down there, and I spent all afternoon teaching them these principles. 4 or 5 hours I talked in that church, and when it was over, he came up and said, I want to make a statement to start off before you pray for anybody. He said, we believe in anointing with oil and praying for the sick in this church, and we have anointed with oil and prayed for many one, but we ain't never seen nobody healed to this day. But he said, today I learned why.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.